Okay, good morning, good morning. We have a theme today, and I'm calling that theme God is in the Gap. Okay, so let's follow a breath, bringing to understanding this is a journey of remembrance. A remembrance of what I already am. Nothing to be attained. Nothing to change or fix. Nothing to find. All already is. And what I am now. I rest in the real. I rest in what is. No matter what the appearance may be, all is in vibration, in unfolding manifestation. Life is, being is, love is, and all is perfect. So let us listen from the heart in remembrance. There is one presence that is whole and complete. So follow a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Life is always playing out as the divine energy moves as you. So be still. Okay. Now, when we speak in concepts. Words complicate what is attempting to be expressed, especially when it comes to attempting to speak about the silence, about what you are, about what is. The words being spoken are not the words being heard. As we check our inner dictionaries for the definitions. Okay. Remember when we had the little thing, just the word God. How many different definitions were ascribed to just that one word? And yet we all heard the same word, but it was defined differently in us. So words complicate. Okay. And I think we are going to remember this old telephone game where you would, one would speak and whisper it to the next person, and that person would take it and whisper it to the next person in line, and then and so on and so on. And then by the time it got to the end of the line, it was not the same message. So it was completely distorted by the time it got to the end. Now, why? Because it was having to go through mind's interpretation of what it heard. The whole scenario was given to mind. Okay? So, to truly recognize what the words are attempting to convey, we must bypass the dictionary and take them to the heart, to the silence, and let them flow. In a quiet space, okay? And let the heart tell you what is being spoken. And let the heart tell you what is being heard. Not mind, not thoughts, not dictionaries. But that silence, that stillness. Let it speak and tell you what is being heard. So, as you hear the words today, let them go to the silent space of the heart and not get trapped in the mind. Let the words flow. Let them be. Okay. So rest back. Follow a breath. This would be a great practice for you. And me too. So follow a breath. And as you remain resting in the stillness, as the breath flows, and as the breath comes in, give awareness to the little pause. I don't even know if you're all aware of it, but as the breath comes in, there's a little pause before the release begins and the breath flowing out. So be aware of that little pause. Okay. It's always at the end of the breath coming in. And then give awareness to the little pause as the breath completes its withdrawal. There's always a second pause and another pause when the breath is completely expelled before the return inflow begins. It's a rhythm. In, pause, out, pause. In that pause, there is no action. There is an empty space, an emptiness of silence. So give awareness to the little pause as it completes its withdrawal. Okay. Breath is flowing in. Pause. And breath flowing out. Pause. This is a beautiful practice for mindfulness. Beautiful. Seeing clearly. Just to be aware of it. And again, aware of a breath flowing into the body. Now, this time, contemplate, where does the breath come from? We know that the atmosphere surrounding the whole earth is a space of air. But where did that particular breath come from? As it flows into the body. Okay. It could have been a part of a desert storm a few days ago. Or it could be the flowing that has come across the waters. Or it could be part of a breeze that was coming up from the islands. We do not know. But it did something incredibly important. It nurtured the body with what it needed, wherever it came from. Okay. And then contemplate as the breath flows back out again. Where does it go? We do not know, but it goes out and away to nurture whatever is needed. A continuous flowing, nurturing everything as it flows along its way. Silently. And it gives us the opportunity in our mindfulness to be aware of how silent it is, coming and going. So, as you're focusing on the stillness, where the words are now rising to awareness in, and where words are being spoken, or words are being heard, which brings you a greater experience of presence? The words being heard and attempting to explain, or the gap, the pause between the words, the stillness in the gap. Let's do that again. We're going to take a breath. And even if thoughts are flowing, see if you can catch the gap between thoughts, between the words in the thoughts. See if you can become aware that even a thought must have the presence of silence to rise in. To give the opportunity to see silence everywhere. So to know ourself aright, we have to be willing to go where we can experience the knowing. We must be the silence of every moment. Okay. We must be willing to be consciously aware that the silence is, and it is the absolute presence at all times. Not just when you meditate, or when we seek a moment of quiet, or some minutes outside where we can be quiet, but it is ever an infinite presence, now and always. We are this silence. It is the field. It is where everything outflows from. It is our essence. It is our nature. It is ourself. So to rest in this silence, we are literally resting as ourself. Okay. How often Have we listened to the thoughts that have said, well, you're not there yet, or you've got a long ways to go, or maybe you should look for a new book, maybe that would help you along, or things of that nature, thoughts of that nature. Okay. The mind is strong. It won't be still. Wish I had a nickel, huh? So, but it's us. It's us. We're allowing the thoughts to command us, that silence is somewhere to be found. You know, if you just meditate more, if you just take walks in the grass more, if you just look at the sunset more, you will find silence. No, it's a beautiful opportunity, and I strongly encourage taking those moments, but it's not going to find the peace in the silence that is yourself. So we have to recognize, I am the silence. I am the field out of which everything rises. That silence before the thought comes. Where do you think that thought comes from? Out of where does that thought rise? It doesn't come out of your head. It seems like it does. It feels like it does, because we're conditioned to recognize ourselves to be a body mind. But we are not a body mind. We are the silence in which the body mind rises. Awareness. Awareness is silence. So we're not a body or a mind needing to get silence through an action or through seeking it. We do not consider our spiritual practices as an action. I consider it as a devotion of loving the self and wanting to know it deeply and wanting to know it aright. So a practice of noticing silence is the field, is in every gap between every breath, between every word, between every thought, and that is our own self. Okay. So we don't need to be in action or seeking, because this happens more from us being mindful of what is being presented to awareness. Okay? Being mindful of that in the moment, rather than trying to make ourselves be in the moment, we acknowledge and we accept, I am the moment, because that moment rises out of silence. Awareness rises to attention out of silence. What was going on before you were aware of a thought? What was present? So, when you contemplate it or think about it, What in any moment is there for us to be noisy about? Us, meaning God, meaning presence, meaning absolute us. Silence. What in any moment is there for us to be noisy about? Nothing. Unless we give the moment over to the mind and its dictionary or its stories, there's nothing happening to be noisy about until, okay? So we have to understand that old stories and dictionaries are only the seeming actions of a seemingly undisciplined mind. A thought system that has not been lifted out of old habits and beliefs. And if that has not happened yet in your experience, that just means you have a bit more opportunity to work on that. But what is it that we're here for? What are we here to do if not that? What is the spiritual journey about? If not that, if not disciplining the mind or purifying the mind, and we won't get into the reality that there is no mind, but we think that there are thoughts that are directing us. We think that there are stories that we have to live by. We think that there are concepts and beliefs and patterns that we have to shed and get rid of. No, all you have to do is see the stillness, the silence in which they are rising and taking place. Forget them. They're going to pass. They have no power. They have no presence. Seeing past them is seeing the silence of the gap between their flowing. They have to rise in something. And they're rising out of the silence that is present. So it's not a matter of getting rid of them. It's only a matter of seeing through them to what is already present, which is yourself. Being aware of being the silence is the journey. Do we always remain as the silence? Yes. Do we always act as if we are the silence? No. No. Thoughts still come. Opportunities still come. We still have challenges. That's fine. That's fine. No worries on that. It is recognizing the silence that is there, yet remaining. It hasn't gone anywhere just because I stepped into the muck and the mire of a gossip or an anger or a judgment. It's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. You just have to take a breath And remember the pause, remember the gap. The gap. That ever-present silence. So we remain as we are, this silence, okay? And any action to be done will be done. I mean, dishes will still be washed, bread will still be baked, beds will still be made, floors will still be dusted and mopped, vacuumed. It's not that. The body not moving is not representative of the silence that is present. The body in action does not necessarily mean that the mind is allowed to be in action. The activities we do with the body are also very good practice for mindfulness. Just washing dishes can be quite an experience of silence. Okay. As we practice this mindfulness of being aware, consciously aware of stillness or the gaps between the words, there is a naturalness of just slowing down, an internal slowing down. Why? Because we were coming more and more to be fully present in any moment. And in that, there is this feeling of restfulness, a slowing down, a quieting of mind and body. Just by being more aware of this presence. So it's from this stillness that we experience the reality that is ourself. Okay? And a reality that encompasses everything. Everything. Nothing is outside of the silence. Nothing. Everything takes place, happens, becomes aware of in the silence. It rises there. Everything takes place in the silence. Because silence, like God, like being, like self, is all that is. Consciousness came into expression using this particular body form. Where did it come from? Where did it come from to inhabit, to transfer or transform? Where did it come from? And when this body is laid aside and it is no more a vehicle or an instrument for consciousness, where is consciousness then? It is. Silence is profoundly everywhere. Okay. But we tend to give more attention to the sensations or the sensory input, okay, rather than the space between them. We give attention to the squeaky wheel rather than the silence that the action takes place in. And that's just our given human nature. We're given that. But in stillness, we can see that that is what's happening. And the moment we can see that that is what is happening, we can change it. We can choose again. Okay? That's what clear seeing is, choosing again. So if I can see that I'm paying attention to the squeaky wheel or to the thoughts in my clear seeing, ha, and I take a breath and I choose again. I choose again the stillness. I choose again the silence and let those squeaky thoughts go on their way. I detach. I release the clinging. Why? Because I'm more interested in knowing what I am than the next thought. Okay. An untrained mind. Yeah, okay. It seems to like action. I say seems to prefer action. Okay. It prefers that to the light of silence. But that's a misnomer because there isn't a mind for us to train. There are thoughts for us to see clearly. Okay. There is movement that grabs our attention, and we must see that clearly. We call that mind out of convenience. It's an accumulation of thoughts. But the training is not training the mind so much as it is us choosing silence, choosing the self over the action that we are aware of. Okay. And usually that action is a conglomeration of thoughts, feelings, emotions, and ideas. Okay. So it's not training the thoughts. It's not training that. It is just us choosing self before the noise of the thoughts and the actions and the ideas. And I call that love. Choosing the self before all else. Okay. But what we are doing is bringing our attention home, bringing the thoughts home, or bringing the mind home to the heart. We are turning from the action and turning into the silence. That's the choice we make. And in doing that, this so-called mind or the thought stream begins to subside, begins to be more still. So we call that we're bringing the mind home to the heart, because that concept, that belief, that pattern of thinking and doing and action could be past life karma that we're going through. Could be many things from childhood. It could be from any place and anywhere, but our intent is to see and be the silence that is there between each thought, between each word. Okay. So we call that bringing the mind home to the heart, because the thoughts and the concepts of a mind, it rose out of the silence. So we're bringing that back to the silence. By choosing self first. Okay. And by seeing ourself as we truly are. The space, the gap, the profound silence in which everything consciousness experiences rises in. Okay. So all we have to do is cultivate paying attention to the gaps. To the space, to the silence, and to the silence that is everywhere and to everything. The field, the essence of our being, the presence that is ourself. The more we pay attention to mind, to, I'm sorry, not to mind, but to life, with an open mind and with an open heart, the more and deeper our recognition of ourself rises in us. Okay. I've been trying this thing, and I'll share it with you in the evenings, a new thing for sleeping. Is when you go to bed and you give your While you're lying down and giving a prayer of thanksgiving for the beauty that now rises in the night and the graciousness and that rises in me even during sleep. You know, those kind of prayers that you just allow the body to completely relax and just letting it go. But what you're doing is you're paying attention to a breath. But you're paying attention more to the pause. And in that way to go to sleep, recognizing I am this silence. I am the space, or I am the silence, or I am the stillness, or I am the light that exudes or beams in the pause. However you choose to define it. But what it does, it again prepares for the thoughts and or what we call mind to rest, to be out of the way, so to speak, because the focus is on the breath and the little pause. And it makes a well. If you try it, let me know. Let me just put it that way, okay? If you try it, let me know. Okay. So what we are doing now is being mindful of the gaps. And as you're mindful of the gaps in the silence, always recognize I am the silence in that gap. I am that. That is my being. That is myself. Silence. All rises from out from me. And again, in our clear seeing, this really brings up clear seeing more and more. And the clinging drops away. The wanting the next moment to come drops away. The fixed ideas drop away. The fixed ideas. Okay. Do you know what fixed ideas you're still clinging to? Have you taken time to sit and really take a good inventory, so to speak? Or are you more and more aware of what triggers those old patterns and those old pa habits? So we choose ourself over any appearance. Any appearance, be it pain or pleasure. Any appearance about mind or body. Okay, we're just resting in the silence that is already present. And again, it does not mean that the body is not in action. It doesn't mean that the body is not mopping floors or washing dishes. Or doing the laundry. I still remain the presence of silence. Okay? So the thoughts are not your thoughts, feelings are not your feelings, and sensations are not your sensation. It doesn't matter what the mind is saying, it doesn't matter what stories start to rise to your attention, to your awareness. The emotions, the sensations, the feelings, the thoughts, none of it is yours. They all rise in the silence, and you become aware of the stories. You become aware of feelings. You become aware of emotions. And sensations. They rise out of the silence of your being. And when they pass by, they flow back down into the silence. Okay. They only stay as if they are yours because there is a clinging to them, a clinging to the story, a clinging to the feeling, a clinging to the sensation or the emotion. Then they stay. Then the thoughts rise. These are my thoughts. These are my feelings. You hurt my feelings. I have a sensation of buzzing in my body. All of that. It all rises out of what? The presence of silence. And when it passes by, where does it go? Back down into the silence. You didn't cause it. You didn't do it. It has nothing to do with you. It is but an action that you are aware of. Okay? Remembrance is the journey. So remember, you are the silence in which they rise to awareness. Why? There is no person here to have them or to be them. No person is present or in existence to be the thoughts or be the stories or be the memories. They are all activities of experiences of consciousness, and they rise to your awareness. To you, awareness. Okay? So find yourself in the space between the sounds and sights of appearances. Okay. Look around the room and find two objects. Right? What is between this object and this object? A gap, a space. What fills that gap? What is filling that space? So, again, remembrance is the journey. Remember, you are the silence behind all actions. Okay? And remember, we are to look from the heart, look from the silence of the heart. Okay? So take a moment now and flow into the spaces of the words I am speaking. If the thoughts are saying, I am not there yet. I need, I want. Turn attention to the space between each thought. Okay. Follow a breath and be mindful of the pauses. You will immediately return attention to the self. But give attention to the gaps, the space, what's there, what fills it. So give attention to the space, to the gap, because you are there. You are there. So be still. Thank you. Right? So, how about questions or comments?
Hello, Mary.
Good morning, love. Happy to see you.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. I do listen to the recordings.
Okay.
Listening to you today made me think that in London we have our subway, which we call the the underground.
Mm-hmm.
And there's usually a large gap in between the train and the platform. And every time a train draws into the station, there's an announcement over the tannoy saying, "Mind the gap." And so now, every time I hear that, I will think, just pause and remember the gap.
Awesome. That's really good. Yeah, be mindful of the gap. Be mindful.
Mary?
Yes, love.
So it's like the whole thing is, it's like we came out of the silence, we attached to feelings, sensations. You know, there's pain, and then the self, out of love, goes back into the silence with awareness and consciousness. And love, because love is who we're looking for. The love of the self, the real self, which is
Right,
indescribable.
where there is no unreal self. There's no unreal self. It was never made. It's only an idea,
An illusion
an illusion.
that the mind and the feelings and the sensations that need so much attention.
Right. They in accepting the illusion that I am a body, that also means I accept everything that is generated in regards to the body. Everything. Being born, being sick, being healthy, being young, being old, being short, being thin, being fat. It means that just by accepting the concept or the idea that I am a body, I accept everything that goes along with that, including the birth and the death. Okay, but it's an illusion. I'm not the body and I'm not the mind. Okay, the body was born, the body is going to die, but I was never born and I am never going to die. So, but how do we come to that understanding? It's a remembrance. It's not a new learning. It's not something that we have to get. It's a remembrance. Okay? It's like, I remembered where I laid that car key. I remember I'm God. I am this silence that I experience in this pause of the breath. I am the silence that I experience when I sit down and release everything. I'm that silence that is present. And I remember, oh, it's always present. It never goes anywhere. It never leaves. It's not even hiding. It's right here. And I feel that presence. I feel my own being as presence. Why? Because I am choosing myself over all appearances, over the appearance of the body, whether it is in pain or in pleasure, over the appearance of the mind, whether it is in contemplation or it's in an argument. I choose myself before all of that.
Unbelievable.
It's a remembrance. We're here to remember.
Effortless. Effortless.
Effortless. Because it's a practice out of love. I love myself. I love. Yeah, some say fall in love with yourself.
And that feeling is indescribable. It lasts a second, but
It's indescribable. It cannot be described. This is why we always have to go past those dictionaries, because what we are has no description. It cannot be described. An experience of the heart can't really be described.
this was incredible. It's so profound, so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Thank
you.
you,
Thank you.
Bob. Thank you, Bob. It's a matter of us also contemplating, where was I consciousness before I inhabited the body, or before I took a body to experience duality? And where am I when I leave this body? Where did I come from, and where do I go? That is a loving contemplation. Because the self was before the body came into expression, and the self will be once the body is no longer here in expression. It's not a linear thing. It's like it's all instantaneously. It's all right now. Everything is right now. My past is here right now. My future is here right now. My other incarnations they're all here right now. Those that are yet to be incarnated, if I have to do it again, they're all here right now. So it's a matter of coming into an understanding or of remembrance of that, because it begins to show you the infinity of your own being. That I am not something locked inside of a body that was born when the body was born and is going to die when the body. No, I'm not that at all. So you begin to contemplate the allness of it, before the body and after the body. There's so much more to our being than I think we sometimes allow ourselves to contemplate and to remember. We might just push aside, well, I don't understand that now, I'll get to it later. But don't allow the mind to do that. Okay? Don't allow the mind to be your commander.
It came close. Understanding more was the only presence. And also, when I started my journey, they were talking about Maya, the illusion.
Yes.
This lesson, I can see it with my inner eyes, with my inner being. And
Right.
I felt the love, which I love.
I love love. Me too.
Thank
Love love.
And I think in love, there's life.
Life
Now
is
I
love.
understand it.
Yeah, life is love. Love is life. They're synonymous. They're the same thing.
One second of it will keep me going for eternity. Oh, thank you, Mary.
Loving the self. Well, there's nothing else here. I mean, it looks like there's several folks here, but only that is present. Only what is can be present. So silence is present, and out of that silence rose these forms and the consciousness that is using the forms for an instrument of experience. Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm talking too much, but
No, you're not.
so when we do the prayer of Thanksgiving, we can pay attention to the space between the words.
Yep.
That is real prayer.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Kate?
Kate. Come on, Kate.
Thinking.
Love Kate.
I'm thinking about I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but the gap. And there's a gap where the river flows up here, where and it's the most beautiful place. It's up between Pennsylvania and New Jersey, and it's called the Delaware Water Gap. And my river is the Delaware River. And the gap is the river that cuts through this mountain and comes out the other side. And it feels so significant, like a metaphor for us, that this gap is just flowing, this silence is just flowing through all of this mental bajaba. This mental mountain. It feels like a mountain sometimes, doesn't it? It's the thoughts just feel so huge, but there's that gap. I love that, Mary. I've been doing all these breathing practices, but I forgot about the gap.
Don't forget the gap.
The gap's the most important.
Yeah,
So
that.
I love this. I want to write a poem from this day. So I'm going to do that today.
Okay.
I'll share it with you next week if it comes. It'll come.
The
I'll
gap
take it.
will the
I'm
gap will
taking
write the poem.
the cap, the gap. I just have to hang out in the gap today.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Any more questions or comments today? I would like to hear back from you if you try that sleep thing and about how well you're doing about noticing the gaps between words or between thoughts. And yeah. Watch yourself, watch the body do the dishes in the gap. Okay. All right, my loves. All right. So. So let us pray. Most beloved self, you fulfill my every need. You are the joy and love of my being. You are the blessing of my soul and the light of my heart. I rest in the bliss, the happiness, and the compassion of life. I rest in silence. Amen. Namaste.